Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
Hi.
Are we rolling? And you rolling up?
You rolling. What's up? Hey.
And Blueface, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, honey?
Both of your first times on here.
Yeah.
So tell us what you have going on with Zeus now, because we've seen you on Baddies South, and then now I know you guys have this, is it a Zeus show that y'all have together?
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about that.
It's about our life. Mm-hmm. And what we do day to day, for real.
Okay.
It's just more behind the scenes, actually.
So what made you guys decide to do this show together?
Talk to her. Let me.
What?
She want you to talk too, Blueface?
What made us decide to do the show together?
Because we might as well get paid.
So much.
You said we might as well get paid.
Yeah, for being who we are already.
Mm-hmm.
So like.
That's what the people want to see.
Right.
How would you describe your relationship if somebody asked you, like, what's it like, you know, being together? How would you describe it?
Fun, love, money.
Fun, love, and money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay. Well, look, we want to ask you guys some questions about where do you draw the line in a relationship, okay? So we want to know for you guys, is this okay or is this something that I draw the line here? All right, separate bank accounts. You think you guys should have separate bank accounts or joint ones?
Both.
Both? Okay, so you want to have an account together but also have your own separate money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Blueface?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with her.
Okay. What about like the house? So we saw you first like living in the house. You had that whole Blue Girls Club that you were doing.
Yeah.
So would the house be in both of your names?
Would the house be in both of our names?
Mm-hmm. Or do you think it's time to like, okay, let's move and get a house together with both of us on it?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
She's waiting for that answer.
Look, me, I ain't waiting for the answer. I know the answer.
What's the answer?
Whoever has the best credit.
Yes. You said you get a bigger house for both of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mi casa, mu casa. Yeah, that's my shit. What?
Whichever one has the lowest interest rate. That's what I say.
The interest rates are a little high right now.
Exactly.
Mm, yeah.
But it's a good time to sell if you decide to sell your house and buy a new one.
I definitely just sold a house.
Gigi just sold her house in Philly.
Congrats.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
That's lit.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
Now, Krishan, as far as the music for you, what's been going on with you musically? Because the first time that we heard of you was from music.
I'm about to start dropping soon.
Mm-hmm.
I just stopped, like, because I was going through shit.
Mm-hmm.
I kicked back from it, and then now I'm back on it.
Is the music therapeutic for you though? Because your songs are, you know, like you had the song Rainy Days.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I have to call me to the studio instead of me like, oh, let me book a session. I have to like really feel like, feel
you have
it
to be inspired.
Day. Yeah, like it was just one day I was just like, I got
some shit to say.
Yeah. So that'd just be my best work.
Mm-hmm. Blueface, originally you found Krishan because of her music. So what do you say to her now about her career and focusing on the music again?
Shit. Well, when I found her, she wasn't really doing music. She was just on the Blue Girls Club. That's mm-hmm. how I found her. I don't know. I like it. I like her sound and how different it is from the original female artist sound. So that's what I like about it, really.
Were you automatically attracted to her when you met her?
Nah. She was cute, yeah. But, like, she was kind of weird.
But you like that. You kind of weird, too.
Yeah, I guess mm-hmm. that. Maybe, yeah.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, but no.
Star girl.
It wasn't like that because Blue Girls Club is not like a dating show. So I'm not really like, oh, I like that one. I like this one type. When I do it, it's more or less like, I don't want to like any of them.
It's business.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we ain't fucked till the end of it.
Yeah, because, you know, people thought that y'all always was together, even though you were acting like you weren't. I feel like, because, you know, you kept being like, I'm not dating him.
Because he wanted me to say that.
But you were already.
She was dating me, but I was dating her.
No, I said we was fucking. You was just scared to say we fucking. Dating. I didn't say we was there. I said we fucking. She said that.
No, but I'm saying to you.
Do you think
don't get in trouble.
He was acting like we was dating.
If we fucking, we go together.
A lot of people feel, a lot of women feel that way. A lot of women feel like if we are in that space where we're experiencing each other intimately, then it's a situation. Now, some women feel like it's not, but you know, to each their own. Right. So he felt like it wasn't, but you felt like it was?
No, I just really liked him.
You just liked?
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, I just fucked with him. I was like, yeah, he fired.
What about him was different than other guys?
Everything.
What about him was different for you? Because I'm sure a lot of guys try to holler at you.
He's very smart. And I know, like he said, he wanted to work first. He didn't just see me as like pussy. So I just, that made me want him more. And two, I don't know.
Do you feel like it was a challenge at first? Like something that you kind of overcame?
I like
you
challenges.
Yeah, you like challenges.
I like challenges.
I feel like
oh, I got you.
Just from the outside looking in, and from what you guys are saying now, it came together very organically.
If I want something, I go take it. Like I don't care.
Yeah, we've
like,
seen
that.
Yeah.
He got family. Yeah. He got all this going on. I don't care.
He got you. And you are what matters.
Mm-hmm. So we would call you ride or die, pretty much.
Like yeah, you're pretty much. Yeah.
Absolutely. Pretty much ride or die. Because yeah, I know we had conversations about that mm-hmm. before.
But did you ever feel like, because you guys have broken up a couple of times. Have you ever been like.
He really broke up.
He broke up.
No, he didn't.
He said it, though. Even though he didn't, he was still there. But he did act like y'all was. He would say that. You like, no.
He could try.
He could try it.
Yeah.
Well, Blueface, what made you turn the corner and say, I actually do like him?
That'd be funny, yo.
What was it that made you say, I changed my mind, I actually am looking at her this way, even though it initially started off as business?
I don't know. I was about to say how I think it went shit. I was,
what?
I really didn't want to. Like, I think I was in denial, maybe. I was mm-hmm. fucking with her, though, but I was like, I never saw myself like this with her, so.
Like, what with you?
We just was doing so much shit. I was just like, fuck it, let me just. Like maybe I'm tripping, denying my feelings, and like she like getting the short end. So let me just try to fuck with it.
Short end where?
Cause she was going already so hard. So I was just like, damn, shut up.
Cause it wasn't no short end. What are you talking about?
No, you was already going so hard. Like so, it was like.
What was it like the first time you guys hooked up, and like actually got physical with each other, intimate? The
first time y'all had sex.
She raped me.
No,
she raped me.
No.
What happened?
You remember?
I remember.
Probably don't. We was drunk. I'm sitting on the counter. I'm feeling it on him like, yo, what's up? He was stalling and shit. Then, like, I guess he gave me a green light, like, go by the steps. So I went by the steps. That's out back.
That's what happened?
Yes, my nigga. Now what's
your car? Remember?
I thought the first
October
time
October 28th.
Wow. You got
a date? Yeah, 2020.
That's my mom's birthday.
What?
I thought it was the one in the bathroom.
No, that was the second day when you wasn't drunk. And I just had to like...
All right, so tell us. You was on the counter. He told you to go on the back steps?
Yeah, like out back where the steps are. I'm like, boy... I start hearing shit. I went to the side of the house. He's like, why you not?
So y'all did it outside the first time?
No, we did it outside. We did it in his car.
Oh, y'all went to the car. Why would you leave the house and go in the car? There was people around? Okay.
He shooted an old TV show.
Okay.
It was like the last two days. Last two days.
Yeah, it was like the last couple of days.
How was it? Do you remember that?
I just remember getting wet and horny. Yeah, I liked it. Mm-hmm. He's nasty.
He's nasty?
Well, he fake shy. But not really.
I'm not sure. I just wasn't on that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like then I said, we was doing the show. Like, I wasn't trying to be like...
He was trying to be professional.
Yeah, it wasn't for the love of Blueface. It wasn't that type of show.
But, I mean, that's respectable. He did try to be professional. And you like that about him, right?
Yeah, that's probably what she liked the most, right?
Energy and chemistry, when it's organic, no matter how hard you try to say this is not where I'm at with it or this is not what I want, you can't help it. Look at y'all.
Exactly. Right.
Y'all like attached by the hip right
that's
now. It's cute.
That's what I learned. I was just like, all right, fuck it. Let me
ride with it because I can't deny that this is how it's happening. This is how I'm feeling, right?
Exactly.
And you, like you said, you came out of denial and was like, all right, let's handle this. Did you mess with any of the other girls
on the show?
Did you mess with any of the other girls on the show or only Krishan?
We not excited. Why are you going? What? Okay, this is about us. What the other shit?
Name.
What?
So yes.
Maybe once or twice.
Maybe once or twice.
I do it like after or...
Mm-hmm. That's when we wasn't really fucking with each other. Shit. I was still talking to my ex.
There was no... Oh, you were still talking to your ex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, this is like... We just barely got like this like for the first year and a half.
I saved the date. Let me see what
happened.
When y'all decided to go together? Or?
Yeah. Okay. I tweeted it so I can save it.
I think it was like...
Yeah, it was recent.
It was like August 10th, 2022. August. He officially asked me to be his girlfriend today. You know, people don't do that anymore.
What?
Like, ask someone to be their girlfriend. People have whole conversations. Like, you end up in a relationship and you don't even know how it happened. Mm-hmm. So you asked me...
Because that's y'all. See, what she just said is how it happened. Because we in a relationship. That's why.
But you actually asked her.
Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah. I like that.
I mean, that's how it should be. And it really should. But guys, right.
Don't. They just say stuff like, don't embarrass yourself. Right. Like, right. You going out there, like, where you going? Don't embarrass yourself. Like, they say shit like that. Like,
or you wait till they introduce you to somebody and then they're like, yeah, this is my girl.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
I've turned around before that happened. I'm like, I'm your what?
I mean, your relationship is already lacking communication.
I think sometimes people just don't, I don't know. Back in the day, people would be like, are you my girlfriend? But no one really does that anymore. So he said to you, did we go together? Or will you be my girlfriend?
He said, will you be my girl? First he said, you my bitch. Was it because we was fucking? What did you ask me? We was fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened.
What position were y'all in when he asked that?
He on top of me.
Okay, missionary. So he looked you in your face and said it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know it's real, period.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver?
I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Do y'all kiss during sex?
Yeah, spit all that. Mm-hmm.
So you spit in his mouth, he spits in your mouth too? Both mm-hmm. of you?
Yeah.
We know they nasty.
Looking at you, everybody pay the help. Right. Because
she said you nasty.
Yeah, that's her, yeah.
Is there anything you won't do to her?
Sexually.
Won't do to
her? Yeah, no. Like is there anything you're like, I'm not doing that?
I don't do that anal shit.
Oh, you don't do anal?
You don't do anal?
I look like that.
No, I mean, if there's no look to that.
I don't know who looks like it.
Yeah, I've tried it. I like it, actually.
Like
ooh,
child.
That's
the noise I make when he tries to do it.
That's your name. A burp. Yeah, he never tried it, like, it. Oops, wrong hole.
But if he wants to, would you let him?
No,
even she though you don't like it?
She tried, no.
He fake tried to do it. She's crazy. She loves him enough.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It ain't even, the tip ain't even going, I ain't even playing with
you're not
that.
Ready for that.
I ain't playing with that. Mm-mm.
What about when y'all get married? Would you do that then?
You don't want to do it. Do you want to do it? Because I do everything you want to do.
This is what I'm saying.
He was on that's his toes. I see
if
that.
You want to. I trip it up.
But the face she made when we first said it was like, hell no, never. See that face? It was like, hell no, never. I'm good.
He eat butt, but you
know, it's a little bit
of both. Period. Eat the
I feel grass. Like when you eat the butt, that's getting it ready for anal.
Right.
It's like trying to prepare it, you know?
No, I make my pussy wetter, no?
Okay.
Yeah.
So she like that.
Eat
so
the booty gang.
What about a finger in your butt?
Yeah.
A thumb when he hitting from the back. We call that the bowling ball.
I like ride. No, I like this. This is what we do. We put the mirror up.
Mm-hmm.
And I ride it.
You like to watch?
Yeah, that's fire.
Okay. We're not mad at that.
Mm-hmm.
What about reverse cowgirl? That's when you turn around and ride it.
Yeah, I do that shit too.
She's like, I do it all. Yeah. Listen, you're very athletic. So we already know.
Yeah, I got stamina. I don't get tired while I'm riding. Sometimes. Let me stop with Gabby.
How many rounds do you guys go?
You have stamina. Does he have stamina?
Does he?
That's like important.
Two backs.
Okay. He's laughing like, nope.
So we can keep going.
I do my thing.
I do my thing.
How do you feel when things go so viral in your relationship and people are like, they're toxic and they shouldn't be together? What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, what you got to say to that?
What?
When people call you toxic.
Ask that question. I just did that. What'd you say?
What do you say when people are like, when things go viral and people are like, they're toxic, they shouldn't be together? How does that make you feel? And what would your response be?
That's fake for real. I don't know. Relationships. You know when you fuck with somebody. Like, if it's not really, like, I don't have a dead-end situation. It's not one time I can't bring God into a situation. I could pray with this guy. I could make money with this nigga. I could travel with this nigga.
I got you.
I really feel like that's longevity right there. Like, you know, so I don't do no hosting without a nigga. Like,
right.
Do you feel like he's your soulmate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Partner. Like, we, that love part is fake real.
Mm-hmm. You're a Pisces, right?
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
So you love really hard.
Huh?
You love really hard.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore, so been the 11th out of 12 siblings, the baby for real. So it's kind of like that, like I give the same thing I grew up with.
At one point, your brother was concerned and he posted it on social media. So how hard is it when your family is like...
I just have to call him up, like, chill. Like, you feel me? Like, we can feel that pressure, but that's just to come up. It's going to be bad stuff. Is you with me or you not?
Were you blindsided by him posting that? Was that something that y'all talked about previously? Or did he just come out of nowhere and put it on the internet?
He's very self-explanatory. If that's what he felt, he just put it out there. Because sometimes I put my phone on D&D so nobody can get in touch with me at all. Mm. So they'll do things like...
Okay.
Go to social media. But I didn't really... I just took it, like, I don't know. Like, I liked it, but I'd rather you, like, have a conversation with my nigga instead of go to social media. Mm-hmm. So, like, me and my brother have to, like, communicate that. But at the same time, I have to respect how he feel because he really is my big brother. So, and the things I go viral for is not cute. It's not a good look, and I get it. But that shit be looking weird. I mean, that's some regular ass shit for real.
Did they have a conversation after you were like, look, just have a conversation with him then?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it when I fly out to Baltimore tomorrow.
Oh, so okay. Blueface, you're going to Baltimore and you're going to have this conversation?
Yeah. Not like, yeah, it's not going to be like that, like that.
Yeah, no, not like that. But I'm saying he's going to have him, you know, that's your brother. And yeah, we respect
but
that.
But my whole family for real.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a vibe.
How did you feel?
It's going to be a vibe.
How did you feel about it, Blue? Like, when you saw it, did you understood coming from a brother, like, if you had a sister?
Nah, hell nah. I think some bullshit.
I mean, your family gets concerned right. about you as well, though. Yeah. Your mom, your sister.
I think they bullshit, too. And they, that's why, you know, it is the way it is.
But sometimes things don't, just because of what goes viral, if they're not there, they don't know what's really going right. on.
So what does that say? Like, you talking for them or for me?
No, I'm just asking you, like, because that is still your family. Like, how do you make sure? Because I'm sure that in a perfect world, everybody will get along and respect the relationship. And because you guys did used to all get along, right?
Yeah.
At one point. You think you can get back to that space?
I mean, you know what? The funny thing is, we just made stuff so solid. And then, like, things are just coming up. We never hit that bridge before. Mm-hmm. So, like, this would be new to both of us.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Shit cool for real over here.
What are some things that y'all think you need to work on moving forward? Like, just to make sure that this relationship lasts?
Nothing, just get some more money.
Just more money, that's it?
Oh, fuck more. Yeah.
So you have a lot more sex drive than Blueface does?
No, we have a sex drive. You just gotta turn that motherfucker on.
Do you think you guys are just how busy you've gotten with, you know, going viral and everything, the show and everything going on? Do you feel that affected how often or, you know?
Nah, I gotta make time. Only time that affected if I get too drunk. Mm-hmm. If I'm not getting drunk, yeah, bring that ass here.
That's funny. We were just talking about that, about being drunk. Are you a fun drunk or an angry drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a difference.
Both.
Mm-hmm. It probably just feels like...
It's just probably like, say if I had like a bad mindset the whole week and I got drunk.
And it's going to affect you.
I can't go and switch it, yeah.
Yeah.
But say if like that day went fine, like fine, I don't know.
So it basically just enhances the mood that you're already in.
Yeah, type of shit. Or like dark liquor really fake make me angry. Like Hennessy.
A lot of people say that.
And like, I'm not myself. But I'm really not myself. I don't really...
Anything.
So do you try to stay away from it for that reason? Or are you just like, fuck it, whatever's happening is going to happen? You're just going with whatever's going on?
What?
I feel like you a go with the flow kind of person. Like, you just like, fuck it. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want when I want. Like, you're very like yourself, if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you do you. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I see that in you a lot.
But it's not a bad thing. Right. I know. Because sometimes that can come off as self-centered.
Oh,
so.
You said perfect. I was just telling her this yesterday.
Uh-oh.
What, babe?
You said the perfect words.
What did I just say?
You did. Oh, you got it.
Don't worry. I ain't say nothing. What are you doing? I see it comes off self-centered sometimes, right? You hear me? Shut up. You're so annoying, yo.
Good. Talk your shit.
Now, Krishan.
Like, please be a fly on the wall.
Krishan, you like women also, right?
No.
Oh, no? You don't?
No? You just like having fun.
Yeah, I like kissing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm done with that.
Okay, so no more. You wouldn't bring a woman into your relationship, too?
Fuck no. Maybe like personally, I never want to say this, but like, say if in the future, God forbid, he ain't really like seeing me eye to eye, somebody got your attention. So I figure this would be my plan if I was like to go through with it. Mm-hmm. Set up the threesome, like, oh yeah, da da da. As soon as we get in a position, beat the shit out of her.
How I know? Oh my God. I thought you not fighting no more.
I'm fighting all my life. It.
You said all your life? Mm-hmm. You setting that bitch up to get beat up.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, like, this who shorty? Oh, all right.
But, how you just told him your plan?
Huh?
He already knew.
Yeah. Because I'm really not going ever want to.
It's not
going to
happen, right? He already knew that.
That's in like a perfect world to be that person. I'm not that person. But if I was that person, this would be me.
So Blueface, you could be with just Krishan and no other women for the rest of your life.
Yeah, stop answering these crazy ass questions. Because I will fight you right now. On my mama.
He said the best I could do is try.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's what you would want.
That's honest.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what you would want to do, though.
What?
Like, you could see yourselves being together forever, getting married. Do y'all discuss marriage?
No, I just want to make it happen. I don't want to discuss it. More action than, like, talking about it.
Listen, actions mean a whole lot more than words.
If you can't talk about it, then why the fuck? It's like a broke-ass conversation. Like, what are we talking about? Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes that's fun when you laying in bed, smoking, having a drink. Like, you know, we're going to get married one day. Like, we're going to have a big wedding. We gonna
it depends
have it.
Who the nigga you talking to. You well, don't talk to every nigga the same. Like, okay. Him, he's this way. A little square might be that way. Like, what?
Would you like to get married?
He don't do that.
Is that something?
No.
No?
I looked right at her soul and said no.
Why?
Huh? Why would I want to get married?
What do you say? It's traditional.
I mean, not to her, like not like,
in general.
Just had
you
all
never
had
yeah, like you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
I'll get married. I don't know what you talking about.
You mean we are getting married? Period. Yeah.
I mean, you guys are still relatively young, right. So right. You know, as you grow and evolve, then things change. You know,
I mean, you were in denial.
So we never
at
really
first.
Know what's going to happen exactly.
You were in denial at first. You
this
never know.
You might still
it's
be
true.
In denial about
this
marriage.
God's plan, not yours.
Yeah, I just saying. That's just,
period. You know that one.
I don't think about that.
You can't pull that nail out, babe.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So you guys are making money together. You guys have this show together right now. So tell us a little bit about what this show is about. It's just about your relationship together, what y'all have going on business-wise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And family-wise, mm-hmm. And just us.
And you both are executive producers on the show, so that's another level of bossiness for the both of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Type shit.
A bigger check.
Type shit. Right?
Mm-hmm. Are there certain things that you're like, okay, I don't want to film this or edit that out? Or are you okay with everybody seeing everything?
Like the other day or yesterday, I got emotional in this one scene. I told the camera stop. This nigga was like,
keep going.
Yeah.
So shit like that.
And what was your reasoning for not wanting to stop?
Oh, we're getting good stuff.
And you wanted to stop because it was an emotional time for you and you just didn't want to share that with the world.
I'm the type to max, like, fuck the cameras. Like, I don't even want to do this for on the camera. Like, just pause this bitch real quick. Mm-hmm. Let me breathe. Mm-hmm. Before I tweak out.
Right. Well, because you know your limits.
You cry a lot. And I'm like, I'm a Pisces too. And that's why a lot of things that you do, like, sometimes I'm young me. Like, young me, like, I see, you know, a lot of, like, the emotions.
Yeah.
And you cry a lot to me. Crying helps me feel better sometimes.
Yeah, I just think I'm very sensitive.
Very.
Like, I cry when I'm happy too. Like,
yeah,
it's weird.
Everybody Laura does cry a lot. We've been at restaurants and she just sit down and start. I'm like, Laura, we don't like, got to cry about it. We've been in clubs.
Yeah, like even when you're being recognized, somebody's telling you something good about yourself.
Yeah,
right.
I knew it was a Pisces.
But it's a good thing. That's therapy. That's therapeutic.
But she cried. Laura, remember that time she lost like some money and she came. We was in the club and she said, "I was like, Laura, you don't got to cry."
Yeah, I was so mad. It was. I was pissed. Like, I wasn't mad. It was just like, how you lose money, like. You know, like, you moving too fast. Like, come on, slow down, chill out. And I was just mad at myself for losing the money. Like, what you doing?
I was like, why are you crying?
Yeah. She's like, why are you crying?
She was
like,
upset.
It wasn't $100.
You was there, Gigi.
Yeah.
You was there, too.
I was really upset. It was more upset with myself.
It was like $700
or something.
Yeah. You all like that.
All right, so.
She going to start crying right now.
You are?
Don't do that.
It's okay.
No, y'all. We ain't even getting the deep questions. These questions are cool, for real. I'm sure, right? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What are some misperceptions that you think people have about you?
I don't care. Mm-hmm. I can't even answer that question because I don't care.
You don't care at all?
Mm.
Because, you know, I've seen, like, some of the interviews that you've done where you've talked about how you grew up and your life and everything. And I think about it and I'm like, people don't even know this. Like, sometimes people just see things superficially. They might see it on a blog. You know, but they don't understand, like, how you got to where you are right now and how far you come.
Just being faithful and, like, persevering, like, keep going.
Pushing
people,
through,
they
no
always,
what.
You know what always goes viral? That ultimate tag clip of you. People love seeing you.
Yes.
They be like, damn, she was killing it.
I watched it like four times, like, over and over.
I mean,
like,
that shit was amazing. I'm not going to lie.
Like, you was doing that. For real.
Thank you. Oh, y'all like that.
Yeah.
Listen.
They're like, look at Krishan. She's fucking amazing.
Because I ran track and then I played pro league football. Mm-hmm. NFL shit. But yeah, I was a little beast.
Mm. A little? No, you did that. You did something that most women can't even try to attempt to accomplish.
And so quick.
Yeah.
Like, the lady tried to say it was no stop. Like, she couldn't even touch her. It was like,
I used to run track for this team called I-5 Elite. And they
so you've been a beast.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but a lot of people ran track, but not like that.
Like, you did it.
Yeah.
I think you're underestimating your skills.
I'm like, not. I'm from just how we
see it from the outside looking in.
Like, I like these compliments. I'm good.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Like, yeah,
like, oh, really? And you can throw them hands.
Oh, oh yeah. Girl. That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother workout. You ever think about, like, professionally boxing?
Right.
Like,
taking boxing? I keep getting that question.
Yeah.
Because like, whenever they call my phone, for real.
That's you're natural.
And you
have you trained boxing at all? Or are you
no,
just...
I watch him train.
So Blueface, you were supposed to do this boxing match. Are you gonna pick that back up, or what's happening with that?
He can't fight. I don't think he be
whenever.
You said he can't fight.
that nigga we was going against.
Oh, I thought you said Blueface can't fight.
Oh, Blueface, like, well, you know, I'm stepping. Don't do that.
Like, what you mean?
You know what? I could see him having. I could see the boxing, like the match going on, and Krishan probably jumping in the
over the rope.
Over the rope.
Only if he go down.
If he go down, she's like, jumping
but
in.
But he wasn't going down, though.
And
so you
roll,
need me.
Flip through.
You know when you
take her nigga. Ass to jail.
You know, I don't care. I do it again for you.
You know when you're training, you can't have sex when you're training. That's what they say for boxing. Oh, you can't have sex.
They say that.
Yep.
Sex is hard.
Are you okay with that?
It don't even apply to us.
No, I'm talking about for him. When he's training.
I mean,
she ain't going for that. She already said they need to have more sex. You think she's going to stop having sex because he's training?
He's going
to
be weak, though. He could lose from having sex.
Yeah, that's...
It'll take a lot out of a guy. You know what I'm saying?
He'd be in it
and get knocked out because you had sex with him the night before.
All right, when we're going to do that when the week...
When the time comes.
Yeah.
You're going to give him 7 days. That's
it. Maybe 3 days.
Plan it out while you're on your cycle.
Hopefully I'm on my period.
That's what we both said.
So you don't have sex on your period?
Why she said it like
I
that?
So you know, she said it with my period. She does, and she said it with her Baltimore accent.
Uh-huh. No, what you mean?
I do.
Yeah, y'all funny as fuck.
So you do have sex. So it's nothing off
guard in them red lights.
Mm-hmm.
Lay that towel down.
No towel.
I was just about to say
no towel.
She said, "Fuck them sheets. We gonna buy some new ones because we got money."
I don't believe that.
Okay. I don't either. I know it's a little TMI, y'all, but I really don't.
You never said, Blueface, you never was like, let's wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, plenty of
time.
When you're on your period, that's when you're supposed to be just giving head.
When you're on your period, that's when you're the horniest.
That
you really want it more when
right
you're on your period.
Right before my period, like, come on, it's Jesus.
Yeah, I'm a whole fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on during that time. You're emotional, your hormones is acting crazy.
It'd be me and the demons.
Sheesh.
Masturbating.
Me and the demons.
I know, but my second day is very heavy. I'm not trying to have sex that day.
What?
It's disgusting. No, like my second day, my period is heavy, so I'm not doing that on my second day. But the first day is okay, and then the third day. But there's that one day that I'm like, it's too messy.
Yeah, I did it once for my period, and I was like, yeah, I can't do this.
It's like a crime scene.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
Pull out the caution tape
just
for me, because we make it a crime
now.
Scene.
Now I'm just like,
like how we get here?
We talk about blood.
She said, next question.
So do you ever pull out, or do you just?
You come inside me.
He don't pull out.
I was going to ask that.
He don't pull out. He gives me a no pull out.
Well, I'll pull out and ask you a question.
Yeah. Oh, he be trying to when he mad at me.
Yeah, she crazy.
Now I get to like choking him out.
It's the choke for me.
Baby, stop playing with me.
You funny as hell.
I am. Thanks. Yeah.
Do you say things like, I want to have a baby with you? Like,
yeah,
when you're having sex?
That.
I knew it.
He said
you
wanted
that. I knew, I could tell.
It's only on like a real, real.
Oh, get one of them.
Yeah,
okay. Like we making out
some drug shit.
Man.
Oh no, not like,
not all the time.
Right.
What are your goals like for, let's say, 5 years from now? Where do you see yourself?
Happy,
just happy.
Mm.
But like business wise, what do you see yourself doing? If you could say, this is where I want to be, and this is what I want to have going on. What are you passionate about?
My cap not like on, like my cap just off. So I'm just letting God just overflow the bottle. You know what I'm saying? So
sky's the limit.
Yeah. So I'm not really putting, like, I really don't know.
Like, it is it be passion? Is it
days,
music?
A week. It could be everything, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever God's sending me. That's how I feel. But.
And you have your tooth out today.
Yeah, because I lost my other one.
You lost
with
it?
His face on it?
I don't know where I put it. They don't do that. I was getting another one.
She lost it.
I was getting another one.
You like her better without it, right?
Yeah.
You've been too hot for me.
I think it's cute. I don't think it's what you think.
Huh?
I'm talking about you, too.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
It's like
about
a baby.
It.
I know. Yeah, you don't care. And it's kind of been something that you've almost been known for now. Like, people know that, and you really just don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck. And
he told you, take that shit out.
You cute either way.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all are pretty
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
She's sweet.
Yeah, vibe.
No, but we really do like you, Krishan. Like, just from everything that we know about you and seeing about you. And I want things, like, you know, to work for you. I know a lot of times we see just, like, the blogs might post all the negative things.
That's all they do.
But seeing you guys together, we see the chemistry that y'all have with each other.
We know it's real. We know you was in denial. We know you probably still might be in denial a little bit.
I think he gave in already. I think he gave all the way in.
Right?
I like the balance.
Because he needed to come a little higher. I know what you're talking about.
It seems like you're the one that, like, trying to hold this together. Like, you're the one that's more, but really, at the end of the day, I think it's him.
You know how I knew he gave all the way in?
Yeah.
When they say he grabbed your phone and was going through your phone.
Right.
That's when you know a guy is like,
what you got
gone. Okay, as soon as he take your cause.
Well, no, it didn't happen how you think it happened. Everybody's like, all right, so.
Set the record straight.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell the real story.
Let's go.
I'm not even that type of guy to be going through nobody's phone, but.
You did, though.
I'm going to tell you how it happened. It's going to make sense. So she the type, she'll answer my phone and like, be weird, like just answer
Hello,
my phone.
Hello, who's this? If why, it's ringing,
why are you calling my
right? Hi. What's up?
So I'm like, okay, I told you, stop doing that, stop doing that. So one day I answer her phone, and it's a nigga on the phone, like, yo, will you try to go to the club tonight? Like, I'm like, ooh.
What bitches? What? Tell the full story.
Yeah, some type shit like that, but it was just enough. Like, okay.
That don't sound too bad.
It's not that bad.
It
he
didn't
just
sound
so
too bad
until
you seen the messages.
Okay, what's the messages then?
She met up with this man.
Okay.
Okay.
But he's gay. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't even know who he is. I just had you back.
What you mean? She met up with this man, all type of shit.
Okay. So you did go through her phone, though, because you looked at the messages.
No, I told her to show me the messages. Once I answered, I let show me the messages with the nigga I just answered.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's how I knew you was gone, though, because then you was like,
heart.
It's over. We broke up.
Yeah. So that's when I was like, oh, yeah, you know.
But why is this so one-sided? Because
you know when the shit's gone,
can't
too.
Take it.
Huh? She went through your phone, too.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only reason I answer her
phone.
Right,
okay.
I don't never answer nobody's phone, but I'm like, she keep answering my damn phone. You know what? Let me answer your shit. Boom. It just was like
So what does this mean moving forward? Do y'all have each other's passwords now?
No, yeah, you know my password. I don't really care about his phone. Mm-hmm. I saw what I saw on his phone.
What'd you see?
Too much.
Okay.
Would you still would go through his phone?
No, she said she saw what she saw.
But you know
she
what? If you're not leaving him, there's no point in going
through. She still be trying to...
Yeah, no, but she, that's what I'm saying. She
be
can say that.
Moments. She still be trying to answer my phone and shit.
Mm-hmm. Answering it and going through it is two different things.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean,
let me take a shot.
They both
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Now, how do you deal with, I know you recently had a baby. Right. So how do you deal with the mother of his children? Are you guys on good terms at least? Because that's not going anywhere.
For me, I'm just looking at my career. Honestly, I don't mind type of shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to deal with him accordingly.
You encourage him to be a good dad though? Because I know
he loves a good dad. He's my daddy too. Like,
period.
It's kind of funny.
Because that's important. Nobody wants to be with a guy who's not taking care of his kids.
That's a deal breaker.
And
for
nobody should be with a woman that doesn't want him to take care of his kids. You know?
No, I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
You look forward to having kids too?
Yeah, I want 12.
12?
Yeah, like my mother.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Well, you got some work to put in.
I mean, you got time.
Yeah, that's a goal. I didn't say I was going to do it, but that's something to say.
Or any of your siblings, really twins, or your mom had 12 pregnancies?
12.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's like, in this day and age, it's kind of a little unheard of. Like, our grandparents and great-grandparents had a lot of kids like that, but, and you're like the baby right above the baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
How close are all you guys?
We close.
Mm-hmm.
We fuck with each other.
What was it like for you? Like, I know, you know, growing up, I've seen you do interviews talking about, like, your family life growing up. How is everything with your mom now?
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to stay busy, so I don't really know. Like, she's okay. She's doing good.
Is she proud of you?
Oh, for sure. When I went to D.C., she's still right next to me. Got on the bike. Yeah, that's my baby. Like, I'm letting her drag and shit. But she a vibe. She cool.
Sometimes you have to think about how difficult that was, too, for her to be, you know, a mother to 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with an abusive husband.
Yeah, that's a lot. And, like, I think just looking at what our parents have to go through at the time, we might have felt a way about it. Yeah, but then as you get older and you look back, you're like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what it was like for her, you know, having to deal with the things that she went through.
No, for real.
Have you met her yet? Have you met her mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
How your vibe?
I'm cool. You fuck me.
Mm-hmm. And how's everything with you and WAC now, Krishan? Blueface, how's things with her and WAC? Because I know you want to make sure they all are smooth,
too. Oh, yeah, they're cool. They just go their separate way.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to deal with each other.
She's like, nope, I'm not dealing with that.
I'm just going to be quiet. I don't like that question. Right, we cool, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out the dynamics of how everything around you guys work. Because clearly y'all both have people who are important in your lives, but you know, sometimes that's difficult in a relationship with outside forces impacting it.
No, but if you like make time for what you want, you won't have it. So like he have time for his family, time for me, time to make money. Like we can have everything we want. If we have time for it, we make time for it.
Who do you think is more jealous out of the two of you?
Both.
What?
Like jealous, like.
Like, are you more jealous or is she more jealous?
Come on,
Yeah, both.
I'm just a little raunchy with it.
Yeah, she's just more like.
More vocal about
more
it.
More upfront dramatic. With it. You're a little more laid back with it. But equally.
Barely laid back. Mm. The laid back is the worst shit. He's worse than me.
I know. He do be trying to play innocent.
Oh, yes.
Like, how much? When these cameras ain't rolling on.
That's what I do?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
It wasn't. Don't do that.
So what can we look forward to with this show that you guys have with
Authenticity, something you can relate to. Something that's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And how far are we into the production? Did you guys just start filming or are you going to be filming for, you know, some time?
Two, Two days, probably.
So it's early.
Yeah, but
on.
We did our little... when they came to our house and filmed it and shit in the morning.
So still fairly new though.
Yeah.
So you're flying out to Baltimore and he's gonna sit with your family next.
Mm. And this is a part of the show.
That's gonna be interesting. Because I feel like a lot of times you're in his world, now he's gotta come in your world.
Right. He's never in my world. Oh, that's cool. I never
looked at it like that.
Yeah. Oh, that was nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For real. Kiki be a Casamigo.
Can I move the mic? She wants to Casamigo.
I can't wait to see
that. Yeah, I'm like, I can't move the mic.
And where are some other places that you guys plan to take this? Like, besides Baltimore, what else is going to happen? And what are some things that you want people to see?
The cool part of us, so why it really works, so why it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. It's a lot of people that's doubting, but like, I'm in this situation. I can't even doubt this nigga. I don't have no doubt in what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a good relationship with God, so I feel like I know what I'm doing, too.
So you want people to get a better insight on what's really happening and not what is being portrayed through social media?
Yeah, but also,
and-
like, I noticed, like, it's therapeutic to both of us to interact, to learn each other more, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yesterday, the way he, like, would say certain things and I was thrown off or, like, it was like, damn, I really don't know you for real.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk, but I'm like... Bitch, I don't know for real. Like, just looking at him, like, in my head, though, like, just going crazy. Like, I don't know this nigga for this. I'm happy we, like, got this much time. So, like,
you guys are still learning each other, though. Yeah. And there's probably things about himself he don't even know. And things about yourself that you don't know.
Type of shit, yeah. For real.
He like, I've just been smoking, I'm okay.
As humans in general, we are forever learning and evolving and growing, and you know, the wisdom and the knowledge comes along with time.
Right.
So the more time you spend with each other, the more time you spend doing things with each other, of course you're going to continue to learn things about each other, and that's healthy. That's, you know, how you are going to continue to be together and successful in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, as we close this out, I want you to tell us three things that you love about Blueface the most. And I want you to tell us three things that you love about Krishan.
Oh, everything. That was nice.
Now give us three specific things.
Put that good energy in the air for me, sis.
Right. So give us three things. You start, Blueface. Three things that you love about Krishan. Specific.
Man, oh, really, you got to start. Really, can I go?
Yeah, you go
You
first.
Can't just say everything. Three things.
You going to go first?
No, you're going first.
Thanks.
That's hard. What does that mean?
Just three things that you can say. If somebody's like, why do you love him? And you can say, I love this about him. I love this about him. It could be anything.
This will make me cry.
What are three things that you love about her?
Oh, no. I don't want to hear it.
Things I love about her. I could probably name three things I hate about her faster.
No. We ended this on a positive note.
Energy.
Why are you being like that? You scared. It's okay.
You go first.
All right, I go first with you. I don't even know. My head blank. I love you because There's no, for real though. There's this light he got. Like, not even him that he, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like he got a lot to offer that he already offered, but plus more. Mm-hmm. It's like a good, like, he's a good person. What?
He's trying to give you some hints of what to say.
What, wait. We don't? No. Why are you going to do that? That's so yucky. Why you can't be cute and corny? All right, go ahead.
So three things. His light.
Cute and corny.
He don't like being corny or cute. It's like, hey, for real.
I feel like maybe you know him in a different way than the rest of the world knows him. And when you talk about that light, you might mean to us, the way that I interpret that is that you see such a different side of him and you see a certain...
No, I see like what God created, like the version of him that like, I don't know. He probably don't even see, but no, because it's him. I don't know. I love this nigga, but this is a goat right here.
Okay, so give us three things.
I can't give
it. She said his light. Like,
just his light?
All right.
Damn. She probably...
I'm trying to think. That's a hard question.
Somebody else asked me that. I was like, shit.
You've had time to think, Blue. Right. I said you've had time to think. So
give us one. She gave us one. Give us one.
If you guys saying everything, there's a lot just off the top of your head. You overthinking it. Mm-hmm. You're with each other every day. Obviously,
I feel like she's very honest and she just says whatever she wants to say.
I'm very transparent.
I think so too. I mean, I think that's one thing. I don't want to have to give you realness, things to say. Right. But
realness to the level that she gives is rare. Right. And I think that's one thing that you love about her. That she's so real, and I feel like it's more than what you've maybe been used to with women you dealt with in the past.
That's definitely not it.
All right, so give us something.
That's not one of the things you look for.
What is it?
Why you can't be like that?
I'm not being like nothing. I'm just being
because that's
transparent.
How I feel about you, though.
No, that's definitely not
said,
it. I like how her enthusiasm. That's what I like.
Okay, he loves your enthusiasm.
What the fuck is that?
It's good. It's a good thing.
Okay. He loves your excitement, I think, and enthusiasm for things. You just took her answer. You can't do that.
It's gonna do that.
I said enthusiastic though, just cause she don't know what it means.
Enthusiasm is the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay, so light and enthusiasm. These are the two things for y'all.
Do you think she makes you, like...
a better person?
Yes, and understand yourself better. Like you said, like you were in denial. If she would have not been as persistent.
Answer the question for real. Like, we had a good drunk night, one time you said some real shit.
Let me think about my answer.
And I really loved
it. Don't overthink it, though.
Okay, yeah.
It was just one time. Yeah, like, said what he really said. Like... Please say what you got to say.
This is a setup, right? For a trick question. Ask
your
question.
What?
Go ahead.
She wants you to say what you said that drunk night.
Oh, what I said? What? When?
No, she's answer your question. Ask your question.
So basically, what does she bring out of you that you don't see in yourself when, like, with other women? What did?
And you told me.
Let me whisper in your ear.
They're so cute.
The whisper, and I love it. It's like they got their own.
You said that.
They got their own language.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Here we go. Say it.
Don't say it.
Tell them.
Yeah.
Was you scared? That was like, pussy that fire. You just talk like that.
Okay, her pussy's fire. Right.
She makes me feel good and big.
And big?
Yeah.
What do you mean by big?
Strong.
In bed. Okay.
Oh, strong.
Oh, in bed. Okay.
Powerful.
She's like your kryptonite.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good for your ego.
Yeah.
She pours into you and makes you strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Krishan, anything else you want to end with about what you love about your man?
Yeah, let me take a shot.
It's okay. We got it. She's finished it.
It's okay. It's okay. Sorry, she's probably a little drunk.
Last words.
Yeah, I love you.
Aww.
I love you too.
All right.
You're so cute.
Is that the name of the show? I love you.
Crazy in love.
All right. Well, I mean, I kind of believe it.
Yeah. How can we not?
Blueface and Krishan, thank you all so much for coming to the lip service for the first time.
You know what I said? I didn't know who we was talking about till you always on the J-Room talking.
Me?
Well, other people.
Okay.
Like this. I didn't know I was going to be that person. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, thank you for coming. We appreciate having you here.
We definitely appreciate having both of you.
We feel like you're our little niece.
Mm-hmm. You just gained some new aunties.
Niece?
Yeah. Well, we're way older than you.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be big sisters, but
I have a kid almost your age.
Yeah, I have a kid older than you.
It just look young.
I think I have a kid older than both of y'all. How old are you?
25.
Yep. You and my daughter is the same age.
22.
See, she's a baby.
My son, 21.
Oh, okay. Damn.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all for coming. Yes. And
thank you so much. We
have faith in y'all that y'all are going to continue to grow and stay together.
And let's keep it positive.
And I can't wait for this show.
Crazy in love.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the world to get to see.
Because y'all definitely not boring.
Oh, we're not boring.
No, y'all definitely not boring. No.
All right. You sure? Because he barely said anything. Baby, he didn't nothing. Yeah, we talking the whole time.
Yeah,
it's about you, girl.
Yeah,
it's really about you.
It's really about
it's your time.
Enjoy your life.
All right.
Great.
Okay, I just gotta check on my nigga. You feel me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's start. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.